2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show. Here it is, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast with Froggy, Danielle.
Hi.
There's Straight Nate. There's Garrett drinking out of a red Solo cup.
That's right.
There's Scary.
Hi.
There's Scotty B on the line doing something important. There's Gandhi, and there's Dave Brody in the den. And here we go. It's day two back from vacation, and we're just still getting revved up. We're still kind of waking up, trying to wake it up. What'd you find at your parents' house, Gandhi?
That's so disturbing. I found a box set of some cards from Dr. Ruth, and they're all true or false questions about sex. Now, some are geared toward men, some are geared toward women, but these are the most outdated, hilarious things ever.
But
so
wait,
I found them and I thought it would...
Why do your parents have them?
I don't know. I think that they're hoarders and they just keep really random, weird, old stuff around.
Is this how they taught about your older siblings about sex, maybe, with these cards?
Hell no. They never talk to us like this. This has to be a joke from someone at some point. Because I even asked them, what the hell is this? What is going on? They're like, oh, we didn't even know we had those. Where'd you find them?
They didn't know they had them.
Sure.
Question, how many in this room and on this podcast actually had parents who sat them down to talk about sex?
Yes.
Danielle?
Mm-hmm.
Brody?
Yep.
Brody, your dad or your mom?
My dad, yeah.
How did that
go? He had a book. He had a book with pictures.
Ooh.
Wow. It was a very scientific journal, and it had like arrows, and he said, this goes in there, and I'm like, what? That doesn't work.
Wow.
Doesn't that break
wow.
it? Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. And Danielle, was it your mom or your dad?
Yeah.
Your
mom? No, my mom.
And how did she, I want to hear how she explained it to you.
You know what? I don't even remember, to be honest. It was so long ago. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
For the rest of us, it's like, they just assumed our friends told us, so
right.
Fuck it.
Yeah. I have the worst story of them all. Sixth grade, Sister Mary Mark, teaching all the boys in Catholic school about it, and all the girls got to go to the other side.
How would she know about it?
And learn from Miss Perrone, and it was like, we're like, all right, cool. We'll have our cool teacher teach us about sex. But nope, we got Sister Mary Mark.
There you go. A nun.
My parents were super honest and kind of brutal about everything. Well, it seemed brutal, but they just didn't try to use any fun words or anything. They were like, this is what happens. This is how it happens. This is when it happens. This is what it feels like. One person may or may not have said it feels like someone smashed a bottle and jammed it up inside you.
Oh.
I was like, hey, whoa.
What?
Wow. That's not very
encouraging.
That's
what it's gonna feel like. No, it's not.
See, I wish my mom had told me sooner about my period because she didn't. And my friend Charles from school, hey, you know you're going to be bleeding from down there one day? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, freaked me out. Came home crying. Mom, Charles said I'm going to be bleeding from my vagina. She's like, well, you will be. Let's sit down and have a talk.
Tough day at college. Tough day at college.
Yeah, tough day at college.
All right, well, let's get to these Dr. Ruth questions. I'm ready.
Okay.
Are you directing them to us or to all of us?
We can go one by one. They're just true or false. So I will give you a statement, and then you have to tell me if it's true or false, and I'll give you the actual answer.
Okay.
Who would like to start?
I'll start.
Okay. Elvis, true or false? Parents who send their child to a sleepaway camp should be aware that the child's virginity may be lost.
Oh, true. Absolutely
according
true.
According to this... Absolutely true. Or anywhere else, the child is alone and independent.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
These are hilarious. All right, who wants to go next? Danielle?
Sure.
Okay. If a man discovers that, in addition to regular lovemaking, his lover is pleasuring herself when he is not around, he has the right to feel rejected. True or false?
False.
You are correct. Thank Dr. You. Ruth says there's nothing wrong with masturbating.
Good.
That's
thank
what
God.
This card says. Horrible. All right, Froggy, you ready?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay. A man might object if his partner bites his penis accidentally in the passion of the moment.
Yes.
True. The pain can kill the passion. Dr. Ruth wants you to know.
I mean, who's going to say no? All good.
I don't know.
Maybe a dominatrix. I don't know.
All right, Scary, this one's for you.
Yes.
True or false? The G-spot is another name for the clitoris.
False. Because the G-spot is supposed to is a separate part
inside and up.
Go on. Keep talking.
So the G-spot stands for the Grafenberg spot, and named after a person by the name of Grafenberg who discovered the G-spot.
Who was a fabulous lover.
Right. And they said, oh, so they call it the Grafenberg spot. And it's specifically a place that is... That it's hard. Well, you need a second person to find it for you. It's hard.
Come on, what? Dear God, that wasn't the question.
No, the way women are.
Continue.
A woman's body, a woman cannot get to it
it's
by
weird
herself.
Weird Al's going to walk in any minute. Can you explain this like Dr. Ruthwood?
So wait, yeah. Scary's using his arm. You got to find it in there.
A woman cannot get it on her own because of the way her hands are positioned. She needs either a device or a lover. To go there and get it for
By the way, if you don't know who Dr. Ruth is, you have no fucking clue what Scary's doing right now.
These are Dr. Ruth questions.
Well, you have no fucking clue what he's talking about anyway.
All right, so what's the answer from Dr. Ruth? I've heard that the G-spot can be in different places, at different places in different
What, does it move?
That's all
so
I know.
I'm going to say it's false or, wait, it's my answer would be true or false.
False, Scary, what you said the first time.
You were correct.
Like
yes,
20
false.
Minutes ago, you said false.
The G-spot and the clitoris are different spots.
Correct.
Good job. And thank you for the rest of the definition that you gave us. And yeah. Thank
now
you.
We have no time left. Thank you, guys.
Scary had to G-spot splain.
Elvis, you said it moves. Is it like move around? Like one day
no,
it's here, one day it's
said.
There?
That's not what I said. I didn't say it moves. Oh. I said I've heard it's not in the same place in every single woman.
Okay. I thought maybe it moves.
Sometimes it's in their ear.
By the way, in eighth grade, friends used to call me G-spot, and then they stopped, and I didn't know why. I didn't understand.
Because they couldn't find you.
Well, yeah, exactly. But later on in life, they explained why.
It's a fixed place.
I just want Katie Scary to keep talking.
Gandhi, you're just going to let him go on and on and
Scary,
on.
Scary, like the Waldorf?
Once he tossed both arms into it and they were all twisted, I was just fascinated as to what exactly Scary does.
Yeah, Scary's like, if you want to find the G-spot, you got to like...
You need a step... you need a step ladder.
Yeah.
All right,
Nate, this one's for you. A daily pat on the behind from a male supervisor tells a female employee that she's doing a good job and is being appreciated.
When was this written?
I don't know.
If this was pre-1960, that would be true. But
that's how Nate gets told he's doing a good job.
I'm going to go with false on that one.
You are correct. Right. According to Dr. Ruth, more than likely he is using the woman for a mild daily sexual thrill. He should be told to stop it.
Was this part of our sexual harassment training?
Yes. I think it was. They use these cards, I think.
All
finding
right.
A coworker's G-spot was not on the sexual harassment training.
Are you sure? I thought it was.
iHeartMedia beeped out G-spot.
Yeah, they did. All right. How about who's up next? Who needs to go? David Brody.
Yes.
The nocturnal penile tumescence monitor is a portable machine that counts the number of erections a man has while he sleeps.
Okay.
That's it. Is it true or false?
Oh, you didn't ask me that. That sounds true. You said penile in it, so it sounds
and
true.
Nocturnal while he sleeps.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. That is true. I had no idea that thing existed.
Can I get
apparently.
That?
By the way, the answer is seven.
Seven.
Oh, yeah. God. Average of seven.
Seven boners while you sleep?
That's a lot.
I'm alone, so there's no one there to verify it, but.
You're all sorry.
That's a lot of boners.
Apparently, this little instrument is used to determine whether emotional or medical problems are behind a problem with impotence.
Hey, Gandhi, it's a big instrument. It's a big instrument.
I'm sorry, this giant instrument for Brody.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen one of these things?
Yeah, I'm gonna paste it called? Down the room.
Show
Let
us.
Me Google. What's it called again? Hold on.
It's the nocturnal penile something or other.
How do you hook it up?
Scotty.
Tumescence. I put it in the Slack room.
Whoa.
Scotty wants to put it in his stuffed animal.
Oh, my God.
What is that?
Well, I got to go look at this now.
Images.
Is it something I can show the room?
Well, hold it up to the screen so people watching can see.
That looks like something out of
strap it to your leg?
Yeah, and then you add these little probes to your penis.
No.
Elvis, that's not a leg.
I don't think I'd be able to get a boner without it around it and around my leg.
Yeah, I just got one.
Okay. All right. What else?
Okay. Let's go to Scotty B.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. I'll give you a different one. Start out with penetrating. I feel like I'll ask you something. Okay. A married man who asks another woman for a relationship is trying to tell her he wants out of an unhappy marriage.
A married man.
Answer well, correctly.
No, I don't want this one.
Okay. Well,
let's go to... No, ask one more time. I like that one, actually.
Froggy.
No, I'm not saying...
Froggy, would you like to answer?
Well, hold on. Ask it again.
A married man who asks another woman for a relationship is trying to tell her he wants out of an unhappy marriage.
That's not necessarily true or false. No, maybe that's he just wants to play around with someone else, too.
Well, this has a true or false, according to
it's
Dr. Ruth.
I say it's false. Is it false?
It's got to be false. Okay.
He just wants to get his rocks off.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Maybe he wants to bring her into the relationship.
Oh.
What's Dr. Ruth's answer?
Dr. Ruth says false. Married men rarely divorce their wives, even if they have a strong relationship with another woman. Yep. I don't think that's true anymore either. Is it?
People I'll have the penetration one, please.
Okay, penetration.
Right. Penetration for 10, Bob.
Well, you had yours.
I didn't like that. No, everyone else like answered for him. So.
He demanded another. Okay. Penetrating the vagina from behind, sometimes referred to as doggy-style intercourse, is a little trickier and takes a bit more skill to keep the penis from slipping out. True or false?
I think it's false.
Wrong, Scotty. True. It's true.
I've never had that problem.
Oh my
Practice
gosh.
And sensitivity to each other's motion can keep fallouts to a minimum.
Fallouts.
Maybe not having a tiny penis keeps fallouts to a minimum.
That could be it.
Oh, Scotty, what are you trying to tell us there, Mr. Baloney?
Is this where Fallout Boy got its name?
I was thinking the same thing, Scary. I just thought the same exact thing.
Weren't they nuclear fallout?
No, Scary, they're named after a Simpsons character, but, you know.
Well, maybe that character's named after falling out during doggy style.
Fallouts were frequent.
All right, who still needs a question? Garrett, you need a question, right?
Yes, go for it.
All right. True or false? Men sometimes equate the force behind an ejaculation with the amount of pleasure they experience.
I would say, like, if a guy's thinking it, probably true.
That is true. But this is a subjective and often misleading method of judging. So even though you feel that way, that's not necessarily the case, according to Dr. Ruth.
No, they sell pills. Yeah. You can get more of that stuff, but they don't always work.
Oh my is that God. Something that you guys crave? Like a bigger mess? That's
I'm just
gross.
Saying, I heard. Somebody told me that.
Froggy, I know the story. Don't try to hide.
Semenax? Oh, no. I never took Semenax. That's not true.
Don't try to rope us Semenax. In, Froggy.
Semenax? That's what it's called?
Wait, so what else do you have? What else do you have? Anything? Oh, my God.
I have a whole stack. If you guys want to keep going through these, we can. Everyone got a question, right? Should we start again at the top?
Yes, my turn.
Elvis?
Good answer.
True or false? A person who seduces members of both sexes is called a transducer.
No, false.
You are correct. A transducer is an electrical device.
Yes, it is.
Okay, how about Danielle? You're up again.
Yeah.
Hitting your mate is a legitimate way of releasing anger against the person. True or false?
God, that is, really?
That is false.
You are correct.
They asked that question?
They asked this question. These are so crazy to me. This says hitting or abusing another person, even in marriage, is against the law.
Even in marriage.
Even in marriage.
Send me a copy of that. Send Froggy one, too.
What year was this? And even then, that was wrong.
I need to go find the box. This is crazy.
That's
stupid.
I know.
All right, how about, who was next? Froggy, you're up next?
Yeah.
True or false, the sperm whale receives its name because of its white color.
I'm going to go with false.
Correct. The sperm whale is actually dark. It's named after the white waxy substance in its head. Make all the jokes you want right there. I don't really know what else to say about that one.
By the blowhole?
All right, Scary.
Yep.
A man is honor bound to sleep with a woman if he has treated her to a date and she has signaled her sexual readiness.
You asked the right guy.
A man is what? Honor bound?
Honor bound. You must do it.
No, for false. Honor.
Correct. Good
Thank
job,
you for
Scary.
Saying that, Scary.
But if he buys her dinner, she's honor bound, right, Scary?
I would like to know what does she put up, little antennas or like what?
I'm honor bound.
She has signaled her sexual readiness. Scary. Well, apparently that is false. You're right, Scary. There's no binding clause that forces a person to do anything he or she does not want to do.
Again, what Elvis said. What year was this?
But wait, wasn't there a time when Scary had like a certain amount of dates he would go on before he had sex?
No. Three-date rule, well, honor-bound.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Scary had the three-date rule. If he takes you on three dates, then he expects sex.
No. It was like,
that's exactly what you said.
After five dates, if there's still no progression in the relationship, I'm actually being used for dinner, and then therefore I'm out.
Yeah, I don't think Scary was never forcing himself on anybody. He was just saying, if I take you on three or five dates.
You're right, Scary.
We're not doing a six.
Your goal was if they didn't do it by five dates, and they were out.
Look at Danielle. See, if those antennas were up, that's a good sign. But it's not
that you're dating a bug. That's so weird.
That you're dating mantis.
Gandhi, what's the game called? Like, are the questions called? Do you know?
It's called Ruth? Ask Dr. Ruth.
Yeah, there you go.
Questions. Well,
she has a game called Dr. Ruth's Game of Good Sex Questions from 1985. That you can get on Amazon right now for $20.
God, this feels like it was from the 40s.
It does.
All right, who is up next? Nate, is it you?
I think so, yeah.
If you are afraid of being heard when you make love, the best thing to do is work at being very quiet. True or false?
What? False?
Correct. Stifling lovemaking sounds also stifles lovemaking. Put on some music to drown out any love noises.
Dr. Ruth. Oh.
Wait, the best thing to do is shove a sock in her mouth. Like,
what? Her head.
Did Scary come up with that one, too?
What about the gag ball? Where does that fall in line?
Nate, are you
Hey,
loud?
Don't knock those. Those are great.
Are 50 shades.
What's that, Garrett?
Is Nate loud? Like, is he a loud guy? Like, when you're doing it, are you loud?
At the end, I am. Not during.
At the end.
Do you yell curtains?
All I can picture is Nate screaming like a screech owl now.
Hand me the curtain.
I'm in Elvis' studio.
Oh, my God. Oh. All right.
Disgusting.
Who is up next? Scotty, how about you? This is a good one for you.
Okay.
True or false? The younger a boy begins to masturbate, the younger he will engage in intercourse.
I think that's false.
You are correct. There's no correlation between these two events in a young man's life.
Let me tell you something. I have two boys. Not two boys. Once a boy finds his penis when he's a little kid in the bathtub, forget it. They never stop touching their penis. Their penis all the time. It's ridiculous.
We didn't need you to tell us that.
Is it technically masturbating if you use a teddy bear? Is that,
tell us.
Would you stop with the bear?
Hey, Gandhi never answered. Did you answer a question for yourself?
You have.
Well, I have all the answers here. I know all the answers. I mean,
well, put your thumb over one of them.
This got dirty. Okay, let's say sperm that is not ejaculated is reabsorbed by the body. I'm going to say that sounds correct.
No, I think that's false.
That's true. I think it's true as well.
It's true.
False. It's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
Don't you pee it out?
Kind of. It becomes just another waste product that the body deals with.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you pee it out.
Okay. Huh. Okay.
Then explain blue balls.
I can't do that. But I heard that that's a myth, actually, that you guys really make that all up, and it's not as bad as you say it is, and you can just go handle your business. That's what I read.
Wasn't there an article? We talked about this not too long ago.
Yeah.
There was something that came out about it.
Nothing came out about it. That's the problem.
Okay, and we're up to Brody, right?
Oh, boy. Sure.
Okay. True or false, a circumcised man experiences intercourse differently than an uncircumcised man.
Yes, less frequently. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just basing it on me. Sorry.
You're such an idiot.
No, as far as a circumcised man knows, no. There's no way to know unless you get someone to say false.
Dr. Ruth says true. The skin under the foreskin is more sensitive than in an uncircumcised man.
There you go.
Okay.
So what does that mean? They have better sex than the others?
The more you know.
Yeah, I mean, my hoodie has no hood.
What she's saying is, if you're uncircumcised, there's more skin there that's more sensitive, and it's different. I think that's what you're saying.
I think that is what it's saying here.
Mm-hmm. Just saying for a friend.
Asking for a friend.
No, that ruined my night. Thanks.
All right, we're at almost 20 minutes. In case anybody was wondering.
Oh, okay. Well, we only have one question left.
Could have
Garrett,
ended
it's
before
for
the
you.
Circumcision question.
We could have cut it there.
See what you did there.
Okay. All right. Let's see. This is the last one. The man, Garrett, true or false? Is that your baby?
Kids are here. I'm so embarrassed.
Do they have an opinion on this? Can they hear us?
Madison, do you care?
No? Okay. Okay.
This is creepy.
No. All right, Garrett. The man is the partner who controls the rhythm of the intercourse. True or false?
False.
You are correct. Since both partners are participating, both will change the rhythm, and that is your Dr. Ruth game. There are tons more of these. If you guys ever want them, they're disturbing.
We learned so much.
Burn them.
So much, I know.
Burn them in the fireplace.
That's so terrible.
Good God.
I'm going to get my little things out.
Yeah, take that circumcision question. Cut the top 20% off right there.
That's a sign. All right, so let's get out of here. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
I think so.
Say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.